These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 14th, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. There seems to be a revival of business in the nation. That was the analysis of Charles E. Fairchild of the Home National Bank of Elgin. Fairchild noted that Elgin had not been exposed to the discomforts of depression like other areas of the nation. He urged Elgin residents to still practice thrift, which he suggested did not mean hoarding. Denial of the necessities of life and recreation and entertainment should not be considered thrift. Fairchild's suggestions were made based on a study for the National Surety Company that provides information to financial institutions. A Belvedere restaurant owner, George Joyce, was the victim of a rollover accident on Higgins Road east of Elgin. Joyce was killed instantly when the auto he occupied with two others skidded and rolled over. Joyce was pinned beneath the car. The others were not critically injured. Rain on the concrete road surface was considered a contributing factor to the accident. Heavy loads have been banned from state aid roads, according to an announcement from George N. Lamb, district engineer for the State Highway Department. Lamb is barring vehicles hauling loads of more than 16,000 pounds from state-aided thoroughfares. Circuit Judge C.F. Irwin enjoined several trucking firms from using concrete roadways for transport of heavy loads. The Elgin Academy of Medicine has been formed by a group of 9 Elgin physicians. The group seeks the advancement of medical profession and the discussion of cases and consideration of current medical literature. Dr. O.L. Pelton presides over the group. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.